Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm your host, Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. A child's window of reading comprehension is relatively small. Gary Branigan, a professor of psychology at the State University of New York College at Plattsburgh, explains.
Research has shown that the majority of children who struggle with reading through third grade will continue to struggle throughout their academic years. Beginning around third or fourth grade, children are expected to be more independent readers. The emphasis in class moves from learning to read to reading to learn. Given this relatively short window to become proficient readers, the message should be clear to parents. With millions of children struggling with reading, they need to play an active role in their children's education. This means understanding the risk factors for reading problems, which can be detected in the preschool years, as well as the early signs of reading problems when children begin reading instruction. Furthermore, if parents suspect problems, they need to understand the skills their children need to develop to succeed in reading, and, if needed, the special education laws that guide the educational evaluation and program planning process for their children. Over the past 10 years or so, I have focused my research and writing on ways to help parents to understand reading and become effective advocates for their children's education. One of the ways that parents can help their children at home is to provide a rich background of experience so their children will be familiar with the topics and people their children will encounter in school. The more familiar children are with the subjects they are reading about, the easier it will be for them to read, comprehend, and succeed academically.
That was State University of New York College at Plattsburgh's Gary Branigan. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.